Okay, let's go. No objection, so it's passed. We cannot take public comment.
Point of.
Oh, we have a list now. Sean, Casey O'Brien, where are you?
2 minutes.
Okay. 2 minutes, everyone. Make yourselves at home.
Give me 1 second, Sean, so I can read the first five. So if the next following four people can either make their way towards, or so you know your the place that you're going to be speaking in. So we have Sean, Casey O'Brien, Jan Goodman, Reza Poor, Lila Garrett, and Bella. You have 2 minutes.
My name is Sean Casey O'Brien, and I'm a former PNB member. And my comments are directed at the majority on this board. Since you've taken over the board, you've illegally fired people without due process. You've illegally rehired people that were evaluated and found wanting. Then you and your colleagues at the local level have rigged hiring processes for insiders. And if that's not enough, you've lost millions of dollars in CPB funding because you cannot do standard business things like hand over a audited financial statement. Because of all this, the California Attorney General is now investigating the foundation. You talk about a miserable record, and I would suggest that you talk to your friend and colleague on this board, Steve Brown, who recently sent me a appeals court ruling that says if directors on a board don't fulfill their fiduciary duties of loyalty and care, they can be held personally responsible for all the damage they do. So, folks, you better get serious. You better start taking care of business. Stop rigging the process. That's why you've got all these mad staffers from KPFK here today, because you rigged the hiring processes on the GM. Stop the factionalism. And because you know what? It appears to me you're not running a foundation. You're running a criminal enterprise at this point. Thank you.
Oh, yeah, she's... Yes, go ahead, Jan.
Hi. Hi, my name is Jan Goodman. I am a former member of the KPFK Local Station Board. I think that this motion is an excellent motion, but it doesn't quite go far enough. There are a couple of things that also need to be addressed, and these perhaps by the national board. The first one being, how do station managers get appointed, and how do they stay appointed? And under that, I should say, for instance, the programming at KPFK recently has gotten a little crazy. For instance, Tom Hartman, who normally is on a very early morning slot, all of a sudden this week, instead of Tom Hartman being on one morning, I don't listen to it every day, but instead of him being on there, there was somebody who was boringly talking about Gil Scott-Heron's music. Playing the music would have been just fine, but this boring turn off the station commentary was crazy, and how that got on to KPFK instead of Tom Hartman, which people listen to intently and turn the station onto it, is a little mind-boggling. So finding out how those programming decisions, whether or not the people who are getting new programs, if they have some special relationship to whoever made that decision, I don't know if the station manager who, that those need to be addressed also. Lastly, I want to address the question of the LSB elections at KPFK. As I calculated, every slot that is all 24 slots need to be elected this year. There were, as I calculated, every slot was last filled by election more than 3 years ago. According to our calculations, 24 people need to be elected, and I want to find out why not.
Reza.
Okay, let me, can I read this again? Okay, so I think that people forgot already who's next, okay? It'll go faster. It's Reza, Lila Garrett, and Bella.
Yes, we have the finance report here. You look at KPFK, you know, 108,000, 20,000, 30,000. Most of the programmers, they sit at the station, they are interviewing a State Department, We know they have 5 hours here, 5 hours there. But the real people, Spanish programmers, are all over the city, dealing with Black Lives Matter, police brutality. They are in different street making report, but who pays for their gas? Who pays for the food? But the other people, is they've been paid and they serve food, you know, at their station. Look, please, we are losing the station because KPFK is not in different community. We don't have, you know, news department. We used to have, when Fernando was running the, you know, news department, we had hours and hours dealing with 6:30 in the morning, 12:30 every hour we had news. KPFK right now, they don't have news. The only programmer are, you know, a Spanish programmer. They are all over the city. You have to pay attention. You know, when Bush was in power, 50,000 people, 100,000 people, they were on the street, you know, with the banner of KPFK. We don't have it now. It's not, you know, Leslie Radford. We support Leslie Radford because she's going to stop, you know, these people that they are collecting money and they are not producing anything. We have to stand up. There is a beautiful, you know, indigenous poster. It said, real eyes. Real eyes.
Your time is up, Reza.
All right.
Okay, Lila Garrett.
Hi, everybody. It's been a long time since I stood up in front of the board, and now I know why. Okay, so I want to talk to you about two things. The first thing is what I think of as the duty of a board. I've been on a lot of boards, and in each and every case, the board is responsible for raising money. And in many, many cases, if they do not raise a minimum of, let us say, in this particular case, $5,000, they're off the board. Because the primary duty of a board is to keep the venue that they represent running. So it's either $5,000 in a year that you give or that you raise, or you're off the board. That seems reasonable to me. The second suggestion is that we remember that a board is not an employment agency, and that there be a rule, and again, I've been on every board I've been on, there's been such a rule, that there must be 3 years after you leave any board before you are hired or can apply for any job at KPFK. That's even true of Congress. So we know how honest and adorable they are, don't we? So if the Congress can do it, I think we can do it. Now, I want to point out to you two victories that we've just had. This is the good news. House Democrats spurn Obama, endangering trade pact. Now, where is the public on this trade pact situation? If it weren't for KPFK, they would never have heard of Fast Track. If it weren't for KPFK, and I assume the other stations, they would never have heard of the TPP. I believe that we are essential in these fights for universal issues. And I get the feeling when I go to work at KPFK that we're about to become very provincial. I see a lot of people I've never seen before, and when they discuss their agenda with me, it always seems very narrow. And I am saying we are a sophisticated, knowledgeable organization, and instead of going back to our amateur standing, we should continue to go forward.
Thank you, Lila. Okay. Is Bella next? Bella, you have 2 minutes.
Interesting that some of these programmers, I know exactly when they're going to show up, once every 2 years, only with their programming is being critiqued because changes are happening at KPFK, and I'm thrilled. KPFK has been diminished to a few big pockets, and that has got to change. We used to be a station of many pockets, little donations, and that's the radical change where we need to go back to, and that is claiming our mission statement of Pacifica. Some people here have never read that. I want to talk about, I am on the PNB, Spanish programming language programming expansion, motion that was passed in 11, never ratified by Pacifica. That's five hours per station. 5 hours per station. I did an analysis of each station. It is absolutely abysmal and disgraceful. One reason why the CPB funds were removed, starting with the KPFT. The entire network today only has dedicated 38.5, however, of which only a minuscule amount or not a considerable amount is dedicated to music. So we already see the problem there. KPFT has 9 hours. WBAI, 8 hours. WPFW, 1.5 hours or perhaps two. KPFK holding the large bulk of that, 15 hours plus 0.5. And so the urgent cry here is to have this motion be ratified as soon as possible with the proper reporting from each station and each GM working directly with their proper program directors immediately to have this inserted 5-hour extension to each station. However, it's not just music. It's not poetry. It's content. It is content, global content, that informs and educates. Thank you.
We had 7 minutes. Yes, please. No, that we had. That's right. Okay, Agustin, Israel, and Tony Bates.
Pues me da mucho gusto de estar aquí con ustedes, pero hay ciertos elementos aquí que no están a favor del progreso. Quieren quedarse en su derechismo y quieren controlar todo siempre. Y este lugar, este KPFK especialmente. Aquí estamos en la ciudad que tiene gente que habla más español que ningún otro idioma, inglés, portugués o lo que sea, ¿verdad? Pero no nos quieren escuchar. Nosotros podemos, en 2006, levantamos 1.5 millones de gente en contra de lo que iba a pasar, proposición del, yo me acuerdo, el todavía no, ¿verdad?
No.
Entonces, podemos levantar el pueblo, pero aquí, en KPFK, todavía hay esa cuestión de que la gente que de gringa, ellos van a dominar y se tiene que cambiar, porque en las elecciones que vienen, si no sale la raza para votar, los demócratas van a perder. I'm going to give you a brief translation. There are certain elements here in this building and in KPFK that want to keep with their right-wing method of doing things. They want to thwart the majority of the people in Southern California who speak Spanish, not English, but Spanish. And they have to be conscious of that. That is coming, and it's if without that, the Democrats, without the Spanish, the speaking Latino vote, the Democrats will lose. And if you don't get that straight, those of you who are hanging on here forever, we have this guy who's an interim program manager for the last 7, 8, 10 years. I mean, hey, and he's also always preempting the Spanish language programmers. That has to stop. That's sheer racism. And ustedes que no hablan español, aprendan.
Israel.
This station was founded by pacifists, by conscientious objectors as a network. As I said before, I was one of them. It would have been foolish and self-destructive to only have programs on that advocated what they advocated in a narrow sense.
Wait,
that's why.
Wait, hold on, Israel. Jim? Yeah, just turn it off. Brenda has her timer going here.
Start your 2 minutes again, please.
Okay.
Anyhow,
good.
That's why this started as a free speech, First Amendment kind of station with all points of view. In the early days, we had, yes, listen to me, Republicans who were in management positions in the station, real Republicans, not modern-day ones, but of the past, as well as socialists, Democrats, non-political people. The point was the unity on free speech, open air for all points of view on public issues, in addition to music and many more cultural events. We had many more musical and cultural programs in the early years than we have now here on KPFK, I know. Probably in KPFA, I'm not sure. Anyhow, the point being, we need to cut down, cut back, eliminate this factionalism, this idea that this is maybe a political party or some narrow cult or a small social circle, and find ways to settle our differences in a sensible, rational, productive way for all of our interest. This can be done with professional help. It's obvious this board, this station, this network has been unable to do it in the last decade on its own. Doesn't mean that people aren't intelligent and well-intentioned or hardworking. All of us are, whether we agree with each other or not. But that's not the same thing as how do you settle differences, which there will always be. And this is the number one issue, I think, even to solving our financial problems. As I said earlier to Mr. Prophet, I understand why finances are the number one concern, but equal to it, to deal with that, is the matter of settling this way of how we deal with our problems, including the problem of factionalism and different political and social issues that people want to make predominant. We're a non-profit, non-commercial, educational organization. We should remain that way. That means open to all points of view, more dialogue, more debate, less acrimony, less factionalism.
Okay, Tony.
Hello, gentlefolk. I'm here to speak on behalf of the KPFK staff. We recently had a general manager change, and it was clearly done improperly. Our concerns are, first of all, for our listeners. Our listeners, we feel like, have been completely disrespected because a person with years and years of radio experience was replaced with a person who has zero radio experience. Our staff was disrespected as well because they were not consulted, not told about this process. The process seems rickety in general, and we have some questions about that. We also, you know, people keep saying that we are somehow loyal to Zuberry Fields. That is correct and incorrect. It's incorrect because our loyalty to Zuberry is not based on Zuberry or his personality. It's based on his accomplishments. In 10 months, Zuberry was able to do things that other general managers weren't able to do in 2 years. He had gotten at least 10 grants in 10 months. He had gotten a billboard around the city advertising the station, which every general manager since I came to the station had been trying to do. He managed to get a program in place to get planned giving, program after program. I could go list after list. But the other guy sat there for 2 years doing nothing, and this body let them remain there, and our local station board let them remain there ineffectively. We are concerned about that, and you ought to be. And the other thing is this, and I don't want to put down anybody else who's been in that chair that Zuberry was in, but they have all been white males. A black male gets into the chair for 10 months and is effective, very effective, and is removed. There's something wrong with this, and there's something inherently racist in this, because I don't care what you call yourselves politically. You can't come down here and, like Seattle NAACP is, and replace a brother, a black man, with a white woman, and tell us that you just made progress. You just took a job from a black man with a single father and replaced him with a white woman. And because you got a few cheerleaders of color, you think that's going to be effective. We don't accept that. And I have to say this, too. Is that my time? Okay, cool. We also had some concerns about programming. This isn't about whether or not programming can be critiqued. This body is responsible for that. Alan Minsky has been in that job for 6 years, and you can't even get a committee together to address him, but you can get rid of Zuberry in 10 years. And Mr. Prophet,
your time is up.
Final
Please
thing, we're very concerned about the status of Lydia Brasson as co-director of this network. We think that that's probably an illegality and should be addressed, and this body needs to address that. Yes. Thank you all.
Thank you. That I consider an endorsement. Thank you very much.
Okay, I'm Alan Cooey. I may be one of the volunteers who's never been on the payroll, never taken a dime from KPFK, except maybe a cup of coffee and some pizza from Michelli's, because I've done a lot of work in the phone room. During every pledge drive, I'm there. Maybe not as much as our departed Mark Klein, but, you know, there are certain people. One thing I'd like to say, there are certain people who want to spend time at the station who, even if they don't have a job, there's nothing for them to do. They come down, they see what's going on. I don't see any of those people here at this table, you know, in this room. And people have a lot to say about what goes on in a radio station. And I want to just say, if I could repeat three times, radio station, radio station, radio station. I was raised as a preacher's kid. I hate people that get on a pulpit. They got one agenda. I listen to KPFK because I want to be informed. If you don't have any information that I can't get anywhere else, forget about it. Do your research. And as far as the Spanish issue, and I see it, some people want more hours and other people want maybe the KPFK station in its entirety, which maybe that's a good idea. Maybe there should be two stations. But my wife is Hispanic. I met her in Ecuador. I speak Spanish. Fernando knows this. We have many conversations. I think it's a good idea to have a bilingual station. Also, as far as the people that want content, that want to preach socialism, communism, whatever, issues from the street, I think that the thing has to be solved by people working together. Go on somebody's show. Tell them you have an issue. You don't have to have your own show because you have a certain ideology.
Not allowed to.
Use the networks. Go on a show. I've heard you over the radio. Yeah.
Stop it.
Pretty partisan and sectarian, okay? All right, thank you very much.
Fernando?
It is rather revealing to have access to this incredible diversity of points of view all in one single building. And I'm really happy that this forum allows us to really see the other side of ourselves, that one side that we never like, but it's there. And the mirror is always very honest, but when you see the real physical person showing you what you are on the other side of the aisle, well, I must say that most people in Pacifica are not Republicans. Very few Peace and Freedom, very few Trotskyists, very few socialists. It's mostly a Democratic Party family. But the Democratic family has its contradictions. Remember Hiroshima and Nagasaki? That was a Republican. A Republican, Harry Truman. Remember over 1 million people assassinated, machine gun in the streets of Indonesia? That was a Republican. That was a Democrat. Remember the 24-year dictatorship in Brazil? That was a Democratic Party president. So there's this side, the dark side. I don't mean to mean anything against black people, but this is the dark side of the Democratic Party. So we see people of color from Mexico to Peru to Colombia to Chile working, doing the bill of the white men. We see Mobutu Sese Seko, Idi Amin, in all over Africa, dictators working for the white men of Europe and the United States. We see Asian people, remember Chiang Kai-shek, working for the white men. And now in terms of having a white woman not having any experience replacing a very well experienced guy. Well, we remember a volunteer coordinator with no experience about doing any programming was imposed on BAI with no request, no consultation with the people, the employees of WBAI about whether they like this black man coming to replace Bernard White, the other black man. Well, you know, that's history for us. That's history, and that's the honesty that we have. Now, we have a bloodbath in Mexico where the United States is making billions of dollars selling guns and bringing billions of dollars on drug dollars, okay, and making lots of money, having a bloodshed in Mexico, displacing Mexicans over here. And what do we have here?
Okay.
We cannot speak Spanish to them. We cannot talk to them in Spanish because this is for whites only,
okay,
right?
Okay, yeah. Gracias.
Okay.
Hi, William Hairwagon from WBAI. Thank you, Fernando, for that great introduction to the subject I didn't really want to talk about, but I will. There was 6 years ago, we had an April Fool's Day coup in New York, and the people that were three of the people who stood up today, earlier, some of you might have been here, when they were thanked for saving BAI, the three of the directors, these are the people that were in cahoots with the people who did the coup, and the person who Fernando referred to came to BAI and destroyed black programming. He didn't do anything to help black people or to help Spanish language people. He helped destroy black programming. They got rid of Bernard White. They got rid of Luis Reyes Rivera. I'm not black, but they got rid of me. This is outrageous. They got rid of Kamau Khalfani, who now two of those people have died already. A couple of us are holding on, me and Bernard, and sure others that got purged. And this is ridiculous. You don't have to be white or black to be on a good or a bad side. Either you're with the people or you're against the people. Thank you.
Kelly, Kim, and Tracy.
Hi, I'm Kelly Barnes. I'm from the listener-sponsor area of 93.7 FM in San Diego. To the directors and to the new ED, thank you for your service. Thank you very much for keeping this warm fire. I live in San Diego County, as I said, and although the coverage there is not great, I'm very grateful for the mobile phone-compatible archives and a live stream. It keeps us connected. Previously, I worked in the KPFK newsroom, and since then, I've been occupying kindergarten in San Diego. Recently, I've become very concerned with the quality of news from K and A, but a bright light came across right this morning on my way here. I was blessed with hearing the program, the panel put together by a former KPFK news reporter, Sister Charlene Muhammad. She spoke the truth on vaccines, laying out the issues with SB 277. And I would like to renew my listener membership today on that basis. I'm really inspired by that content. I also wanted to speak in favor of Spanish language programming and funding for Spanish language programming. This movement is nothing without our Spanish-speaking brothers and sisters. Spanish language programming has been international, and it's time to appreciate it. Thank you.
Hi, I'm Kim Kaufman, and I want to speak to the finance report yesterday and about KPFK's budget, and that it was made at the National Finance Committee meeting, and it was based on no factual data. As it turned out, there was no general ledger being kept at KPFK for 6 months, from June until November, and so all of the expenses that Brian said was over budget. That was because they didn't use any real numbers when they made the budget. So the blame goes on the National Finance Committee for making that budget in the first place. We never knew what the expenses were until sometime in like January or February because there was no accounting being done. Lydia Brazan, who was the National Finance Committee rep from KPFK, has never shown up at a local finance committee meeting. Otherwise, she would have known that this budget was erroneous, that there is no 90% fulfillment. Never happened. Not in a decade. That the message of our expenses are on budget. There was 114 days put in this budget. 3 weeks have been added to that, to those days. So we're like up to 130 days just to be relatively under budget from our expenses. And the local had nothing to do with making this budget. I'm surprised to hear that, that Brian was shocked to find out our premium expenses, something I've been complaining about for 4 years. Shouldn't be a shocker. And Zuberi's big crime was uniting the staff. That's unacceptable at KPFK. Division is the only way that people make out in this organization.
Tracy? Then Lawrence.
Hi, everyone. Tracy Rosenberg. Since we're supposed to be talking about programming motions, I will start with the first one. And I want to say that although I take Brian's point that the managers are very busy and don't want to write up programming policies, and I know why that is, because there aren't any, I think you should, in fact, force all of your managers to write programming policies, and I will support that motion if it matters. I do want to talk a little bit about two other things briefly. One is, you know, guys, it doesn't matter how many pages of spreadsheets you give me. They're still all wrong. I don't know where the money's going. You don't know where the money's going. That's what scares me. You really don't. You have no cotton-picking idea. Can you explain to me what $90,000 WPFW owes to a California law firm? They don't owe it. Why is it there? Can you explain to me why KPFA got $900,000+, then had a fund drive for $550,000 that just ended 3 weeks ago, and yet only has $650,000 in their bank account? That means something between $500,000 and $600,000 of our windfall, our manna from heaven thing, it's already gone. It's not in the bank account. What's in the bank account is the proceeds of that fund drive plus the $200,000 that's left. So you rejected Janet Coburn's motion, and once again, $1 million cash reserve, and I had this conversation before, it is twinkling down under the ground between your toes and it is gone. And you desperately need money. If you look at your numbers, okay, $388,000 doesn't seem like that much. What it really is, $1.3 million short in listener support in the last 8 months. That's going to be almost $2 million by the end of the year. Not only do you not have that $2 million, you need $4 million more dollars just to get back to zero. What you're doing here is wildly irresponsible, and instead you're installing cronies into positions they're unqualified for instead of fixing what you need to fix in order to keep these radio stations in existence. People can fight Spanish, English, whatever. You're not going to have anything, and you're not going to have anything really, really, really soon.
Thank
so
you.
Stop this crap.
Thank you, Tracy. Lawrence, and then Ruben.
Yeah, I just want to reiterate Tommy Lasorda, who is the manager of the Los Angeles Dodgers. I'm not a Dodger fan, I'm a Yankee fan. But what I want to say is, he has a commercial that goes by this. He says, if you play for the name that's in across your chest, instead of playing for the name that's on your back, you'll win a championship. So what I'm saying is that there's a lot of people who are into self-preservation, right. And I understand, you know, I mean, everybody has to earn a buck, you know, and everybody has to eat. But there's too much self-preservation. And oftentimes what gets lost is the team. And the team suffers. Now, I have been in the minority. I've been doing this since Sean Casey O'Brien was on the board. I've been doing this since Dan Goodman was on the board. I've been here faithfully, you know, working, trying to work with whoever's there, whether they're in the majority or am I in the minority. The fact is that there's a campaign of rule or ruin. In other words, if I cannot rule, then I'm a ruin. And that's defective. That's very unhealthy. And that is no way of being able to save a network. There's no way of being able to save a station. So, again, play for the name that's on the chest, which is Pacifica, instead of the name that's on the back, which is Reyes. Thank you.
Ruben Tapia.
Thank you. Thank you for the opportunity. You know, I think we have a very big problem because the product that we are putting on the air, it is not capturing more listeners. And it is not just for KPFK, for the whole network. And I want to extend not the whole network, but the whole radio industry. Because the internet and the social media is jumping in and give us a big challenge that I hope that we are been facing in every station, how to overcome this big challenge. And I support whatever Lawrence was saying. We need to work for the team. Since I'm being here as a volunteer work programmer at KPFK, there's a lot of managers and program directors, and there's a process, and I believe this process is being fulfilled. Sometimes, you know, people don't like what is the outcome, but, you know, if there's anything legally done, you know, there's courts, you know, to resolve. But after all, we need to work for the station and for our Pacifica network, which is the only network which is progressive here, real progressive in the United States. And I'm gonna say about the Spanish-speaking programming. Now, it's a disgrace that part of the staff of KPFK, I've been heard, are being saying that the Spanish-speaking programming is highly responsible because we don't collect money. And they need to get rid of the programming, Spanish-speaking programming, when we are in the state, we're going to be majority. And here in the 88 countries, cities that are part of the LA County, is more of them are Latino in majority. You know, we need to go to the barrio to pick up the issues that are common issues too. Thank you.
Margaret LaPeak and Peggy Bushnell are next.
Hi, everybody. This has become such an issue of programming and us against them sort of thing. I'm sort of lost because I realize that's an issue, but I think it's about making good radio, and I think all of the programming on KPFK needs to be, you know, analyzed, and a program director who meets with all the programmers and tries to make it better, and yeah, I agree that there's definitely got to be some teamwork, because this is, you know, sort of crazy, this us against them sort of attitude. But what I wanted to talk about was just briefly is a project that I started in 2012 to build a state-of-the-art studio for everyone, for music programmers, public affairs programmers, Spanish language programmers, whoever would want to use it. And I took a grant writing class through UCLA. I worked very hard to get major donors for the project, including Olivia Harrison, George Harrison's widow, the Living in the Material World Foundation, gave $50,000 for my project, and I got an architect an engineer to build a dream studio that would be revenue for the station because we could rent it out, do all kinds of things. And the money was stolen by the national office. I believe it was under Margie's watch that the remainder of the $55,000 was taken. But I'd like to know where that money went and why, and when is it going to be paid back? And it's funny that board members laugh at staff members that are very sincere about building a radio station. And it's not, I don't have a me attitude. I'm about the station and the network. I've been in radio for 3 decades. I don't have a weekly show. I don't care about having a weekly show. I fill in, I do specials. But I don't appreciate board members laughing at me when what I'm doing for the station is for everyone.
Bravo.
Okay. Okay, thank you. However, I wasn't laughing at your project, but only at calling us thieves.
Don't talk to me.
No, I'm not. I'm talking to the audience. Peggy Bushnell, Nancy Lawrence, Jonathan Alexander.
Hello, my name is Peggy Bushnell. I've been a listener for 10 years and a past volunteer for KPFK. Now, it's great that everyone is getting to speak. It's wonderful. But the real question is, who's going to listen? Are you listening? I must talk about the amazing KPFK staff, people who work tirelessly to raise money and produce excellent work. I am very concerned about what is going to happen to this wonderful staff under the new management of the new general manager. Now, under the direction of Aniel Zuberi Fields, remarkable things were beginning to happen at the station, as Tony said. He had a degree in broadcasting and years of radio experience. Yet, during the last moments of Margie Wilkerson as interim executive director, he was suddenly and illegally replaced by a woman who is wholly unqualified for this position, with zero radio experience. I also question, why has her resume been held in secret? This woman, who is now the general manager, is so incompetent, she produced a show on her first day that included the word mother effer multiple times, which could result in multiple very high fines to the station. I believe that if her rule as general manager continues at KPFK, it will be destroyed, and very soon. She was appointed in an illegal fashion as she doesn't begin to meet the minimum job requirements. We're not here to attack Leslie Radford personally because she hasn't really done anything. Except, wait. The problem is she hasn't done anything, except break FCC rules, bring in different people, different friends, and change a bunch of programming. So are you listening, and will you take action?
Is Nancy Lawrence here? I don't.
Yes.
Who are you? Okay.
Okay. I was going to speak on something else a little bit, but I got to get my word in about Leslie. I've known her in that station for years. I've known her in the station for years, and she came to a meeting a couple of nights ago and asked us what we want to do. That's just a start. But I also want to speak on some other issues. We have to increase our outreach. And one thing we can all agree with is we got to raise money for KPFK. Yesterday, I went to the Labor Community Strategy Center and talked to some of the young organizers who are active around climate justice, Black Lives Matters, and they're organizing the new revolutionary movements that are occurring. And with the new management at the station, I know we can build our news team. And not only that, but have the people who are on the street making things happen, making history actually be like stringers. They can report from cell phones. Imagine that. It would be a totally grassroots thing. We had to be a community station. We had to have new programmers. We had to have young people of color. Eva Georgia was a woman of color. Don't forget her. And she was kicked out of the station. We don't want this to happen to Leslie. Another problem is that elections are coming up. We need to cover third parties. We need to cover the socialist groups, the Socialist Party USA, Peace and Freedom Party, the Green Party. There are candidates weekly, just like we cover the Democrats and Republicans. Number two. And number three, I hope to go to Paris. One of the things that could destroy us all is climate change, climate chaos. Capitalism is behind that. So we had to be mindful. Listen to indigenous people. Listen to the global self. Fernando Velasquez covered the TTP, the Peace and Freedom Party, put on some action at Javier Becerra's office. He covered it beautifully. So we need more news teams like that. Thank you very much for listening to me.
Thank you, Nancy.
I don't understand your question.
Sorry. I'll let you know when your time's up. There's other people that are timing that's not timing correctly. So I'll let you know once your time is up.
Gonna let
go
me
ahead.
Know when it starts?
Yes. It hasn't started yet. But go right ahead. Sorry.
Go.
Thank you. I just want to reflect what the staff has said here. We are extremely upset by the obvious cronyism that comes from a general manager being selected by one person who wields too much power, who has termed out on the board. There hasn't been an election since 2010, okay? Our outreach committee essentially just gives away memberships. That's what they do. They give away a bunch of fee waivers and they hold events. Ms. Radford has no radio experience at KPFK, at least in the last 12 years that I've been there. Coming to board meetings is not radio experience. Coming to board meetings is not seeing what's going on at the station. These people run this radio station, okay? If you've never been to the radio station, how can you have such strong opinions about what's being said about the people there? The volunteers and the staff here run the radio station every day. Zuberry Fields was the best general manager that this radio station has had. You let that program director sit there for 7 years, but you say that programming's important. Of course it's important, and it doesn't matter whether it's in English or Spanish. You need good programming, good production values, and good ideas and compelling programming in any language. But that's not what we have. We don't evaluate programming, and yet you just yank out the general manager, okay, who's fully qualified, the best general manager we've had, but the program director, oh, that's fine. The other general managers, oh, that's fine. Just sit there as long as they'll do what you say. We know how you work, and we're not taking it anymore.
Mansoor. Okay, John Cronshaw is next. If Mansoor's, Roy's going to take his place. Who's up? Somebody, come on. Keep it going. It's a joy.
Okay, I'm Roy Tuckman. I've been on the air for 38 years, and before that was a staff member for 5 years, and before that was a volunteer for 10 years, and before that was a supporter of KPFA in Berkeley for 5 years. So I'm a careerist and an aging hippie and a sexist and a racist and a homophobe. Not. The extension of Spanish programming for 5 hours is a tragedy in the making. I support Spanish language programming. Some of it is really good. Some of the people are really good, and I'm get along very well with them. But during fund drives, we unfortunately have to replace it because we get on the sheets $0, $0, $0, $50. So we have to replace it, and they complain. They want to, they say, well, it's because of 9 to 12 midnight is everybody's asleep or watching television. Not true. 12 midnight on KPFK, of the 24 hours during the week, 12 midnight is the biggest share by far of any hour of the day. That is, all of a sudden at 12 midnight, everybody turns off their television set, and everybody turns on the radio, and everybody wakes up. No, 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 no. The Spanish language programmers should put their energy into the programs, into publicizing their programs, into producing them better, and into publicizing and finding more audience and not just trying to take power. We must have Spanish language programming. There's too many great things happening south of the border. Indigenous presidents, amazing and miraculous. We have to listen to what's going on, and I support it, but not another 5 hours of zero, 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 zero. Oh, we need money. Where are you? Thank you.
I just want to let you know that Roy's show from midnight until 6 a.m. is the most listened to show in all of Los Angeles. That's who Roy is.
I'm sure that's who she is. John Crumshaw and Doug Barnett.
You gave up your sponsor for him. So then come sign up for the end.
Did John leave?
Okay.
According to the LA Times about 6 years ago, our signal essentially matched KFI. You all know KFI in terms of its geography. But more importantly, we matched them in terms of percentage of listeners 5-6 years ago. Why? Because we talk. And talk doesn't compare to the rest of what radio does in this country. My second point is we do radio. Radio is local. The idea of an ED that wants to do programming universally across this network is really frustrating when you're in the radio business. We can have 50 listeners or every set of ears in our signal area for the same price, $5 an hour. That's about what KPFK is costing us. We need to address that as radio. And we have a wonderful app that's built in to all your phones, and that is our sidebands. We can develop our own browser so that when you tune in KPFK, you get your own browser. We can start putting out pictures. We can start putting out blogs. We can do everything your browser can do with 10,000 watts of power on our signal area. I've been harping this forever. KPFK gets $10,000 a month for 24 hours of Korean broadcasting on our sidebands. Why? It doesn't have anything to do with our mission statement. We need to use that. The hams have all worked out the details so that we can use 10,000 watts, which is stronger than most FM stations in America, just for a browser on your cell phone. Very simple technology. That's what we need to do as a radio station. I personally cornered an FCC commissioner in the bathroom, and he asked me to follow him to the hors d'oeuvres, and I asked him, can we broadcast video on our sidebands and not get in the middle of the NBA? That's the National Broadcasting Association. And he said, we will hand you that as an experiment, and it will work.
Lloyd? Is Lloyd in here? And then Steve Weatherwax, Ian Johnson, Grace Aaron, Ken Aaron, and Michael Novick.
May I, Chair, please, just a second.
Well, the board is going to be able to respond to everybody.
No, I'm not responding.
Oh, okay, go ahead.
Solamente quería informarles que si quieren tomar la palabra, pueden tomar la palabra ahora que guste, ¿no? En español. Pueden hacerlo en español. Que no entienden, no entienden.
Sí, tenemos una lista aquí nomás.
O sea,
agreguen su nombre.
Hay mucha gente aquí en la mesa directiva que sí habla español, aunque parece que no, pero hay mucha gente que habla español. Entonces,
gracias.
Pueden hacerlo.
Okay, Bella. I already just said they can. Que se pueden agregar sus nombres a la lista que tenemos aquí. Okay, please go ahead.
I'm called Lloyd Drum,
I've been listening to the program, to the station, since the 1960s when you broadcast all 8 episodes of Aldous Huxley's What a Piece of Work is Man. I believe the archive still has it on file. I also bought my first FM radio in order to listen to Alan Watts. And I've been a fan of his since, well, I knew him personally when he was alive. I went to some of his seminars and also went to his ferry boat in Sausalito. To my mind, KPFK is the only station, only source of information about Oriental religions that I'm aware of that's on the air, where he tries to tell us who and what we really are. Most of us have been brought up with the idea that we're a separate identity, and he tries to clarify that that is an illusion. But anyway, by changing the content of Roy's program, by cutting the first hour and the last hour, you make my T-shirt a lie, because I have it down as 12:01 a.m. on Friday mornings. I'm hoping you'll go back to it so I can have some more T-shirts made with the same information. But the thing is, I've heard a lot of talk about the politics of the station. I'm not involved with them personally, but when I hear that they're going to take off the 3 hours from 6 a.m. to 9 a.m. every morning on weekdays for Spanish language programming, that bothers me, because those are the most wanted hours, I think, on the station. Because when I was a volunteer for 7 or 8 years answering telephones, and people would always be responsive to the names of the people who did those programs. I see my time is up, so I'm going to get off now. But thank you very much.
Oh, Steve Weatherwax.
I'm not here because I want to be here today or because I want to be up here speaking, but I'm here to support my fellow colleagues on staff on behalf of Zuberry Fields, our former GM. I think it was disgraceful the way he was let go, and somebody brought in that didn't have any radio experience. Zuberry had the staff aligned for the first time that I've seen in the last almost 20 years that I've been at the station, and he was getting things done. The morale was high, and that's why I'm here, and I'm very disappointed that happened. That's it.
Ian Johnston.
First off, I'd like to point out that Leslie Bradford has broadcast experience. I'm pretty sure she was involved with the KPFK Matters show around the time that we were doing the bylaws, and she was one of the people that helped write the bylaws for Pacifica. I would like to point out that she's also a professor of communications, which means I believe she has a degree of some sort. And I would imagine that also means that as a teacher, whether, you know, all of her students liked her as a teacher or not, she still knew enough to actually get a job teaching in media. So that puts her, I think, a little above a guy who has a, I don't know, associate's degree or something from Northridge. I mean, did we ever see anyone else's resumes? Why, you know, this is a very interesting change of policy for some folks. I've got, you know, a number of issues, I think, with Pacifica. I mean, I don't know what's wrong with the radio because, like most of the audience, I don't listen anymore. From what I've noticed, you know, when you do listen, the less you listen, the more you know. We've got people disinforming our listeners, getting paid to do it. A guy who fled Australia because everyone there thought he was CIA and he couldn't work. So then he came here and married into John H. Waller, CIA case officer's family, and got put out an open source request for a paycheck. Before his show was on the internet, he had an article in a magazine in Australia wearing a hat with a CIA logo on it, talking about how useful he could be and how he needs a paycheck. And then it showed a picture of John H. Waller's granddaughter, his daughter. So even though he's divorced from John H. Waller's daughter, if he has no career, his granddaughter, you know, that kind of thing. So I saw that and I said, wow, that is interesting. And, of course, these folks love him, right? I mean, they gave him more airtime than anybody. If these people are so good at making radio, why do we have no listeners? Why do we have no listeners anymore? I don't understand it. These people are geniuses. And I would like to say also, I've recently been informed that somehow I was banned for life from this meeting. I hope you all don't feel threatened because I'm here. I'm sure if it happened, it was illegal, just like I was suspended twice illegally. I was supposed to be on two general manager search committees. Both times I was suspended. In fact, Ollie Lexa and Jonathan Alexander joked about how they removed me from an LSB mailing list. And then,
Ian,
I just want to point out that this board should rescind any such thing because they may be the targets of a lawsuit.
Okay,
thank you.
Come on. We want everybody to respect the time.
Thank you.
Grace?
Grace Aaron.
Hello. The main problems with Pacifica are not due to the governance from one faction or another faction. They have been perpetrated by both factions. Number one is neglect of proper financial reporting to the board. The board is responsible for hiring competent chief financial officers. For many years, the financial reporting has been inadequate. Also, this is one of the main reasons that Pacifica has lost its CPB funding. Pacifica has lost over $2 million in CPB funding. Traditionally, 10% of Pacifica's income has come from the CPB. Still, as of this day, the financial reporting has been woefully inadequate for this foundation. You're all responsible for this. Also, the board, for the last few years, under one faction and the other faction, have failed to hold proper elections for the local station boards. This is really a violation of the bylaws. It's self-serving, and it's just ridiculous. Now, the current election, as far as I can tell, the nomination period opens in 2 days. There are no local election supervisors hired. The other thing is the hiring of Leslie Radford opens Pacifica up for discrimination in hiring lawsuit because more qualified and more racially diverse candidates were overlooked in favor of Leslie, who is a crony of people on this board. Crony hiring is really not the right way to go, and you as a board should not be allowing actions to be taken by this board and the board chair that put Pacifica in legal jeopardy. Thank you. Oh, Ken. Ken, you're next.
What about LeBron Williams or Ronnie? Hello.
Go ahead.
Okay, sure. The point that Grace brought up about elections is very, very significant because the entire LSB of KPFK is going to be elected if the votes meet the quorum required. If the nomination period starts in 2 days, I don't believe I've heard anything on KPFK about the upcoming election except for a show that was that Lila Garrett aired. This is disgraceful. It is self-dealing because it leads to the perpetuation of the existing PNB. If the entire LSB and KPFK changes, they may elect new representatives to the PNB, and that may change the seating on the officers of the PNB, too. But all of the stations are electing LSBs. It should be widely disseminated, not just even to the members, but to the broader public. If the cabs were there, they'd be electing people, creating nominees. I think that's the healthiest thing for this station, is not to try to recruit your cronies. This is an idea. Here's the thing. If we can get 100 candidates, if you can get 100 people to be qualified as nominees, then go through that 100 people and say, well, which are the 10 or 12 or 20 that you like? Don't use qualifications on getting people to become nominees. Everybody's okay. Everybody, this is a community radio station. It means the entire community, not just the people that agree with you politically.
Thank you. Rosie's next. Michael. Michael Novick. And then Rosie.
I think it's important for people to look at the situation as a whole, not the question of personalities. And the situation is, as I see it across the network, but particularly at this station, very, very grave. KPFK has been overspending its budget and underachieving its goals for support for several years now, and it's gotten worse this year, and so there has to be a correction that's made. I think the correction that needs to be made is one that is going to increase the station's impact and therefore its ability to survive by orienting itself towards the community struggles. Today, I am here at a great sacrifice, which is that I was supposed to be at a Black Lives Matter protest to Mayor Garcetti around the question of police killings. And I'm here because I think that Pacifica and KPFK are tremendously vital institutions in this community, but they have to live up to their mission, they have to live up to their commitment, and they have to do so by creating programming, which is where the rubber meets the road, that responds to the needs of the community. We have to identify what those needs are and who those communities are. We're going to have multiple audiences. Everybody needs to recognize that. There's not a single audience for KPFK. There are many different audiences whose needs have to be served. And I think if we dedicate ourselves to doing that, then the financial support will materialize. The critical situation, I said yesterday, and people need to understand again, we used to have more than that, but in very recent memory, we had 18,000 listener subscribers. We're down to about 13,000, and that's the key problem. We have to find programming that responds to the needs of the audiences that are out there and the way that people listen. We have to embody the ethos of social media, which is many to many, not just one to many, as broadcasting has been. We have to find ways to air the voices of the community, get the young people on the air. Thank you for your time.
Rosie?
Bueno, so, I can stay a stand-up for a long time, but my language is Spanish. Voy a hablar en español porque es mi lengua natural. Nosotros los hispanos consideramos la radio como un instrumento importantísimo para nuestra voz, que es una voz callada. Somos inmigrantes. No tenemos un trabajo porque los papeles no los tenemos, la mayoría me refiero. Entonces, eso impide que demos grandes aportaciones. Sí tenemos el corazón para darlo, pero no tenemos el trabajo suficiente para aportar una gran cantidad de dinero. Nosotros los hispanos tenemos una grande excitación o una gran fuerza para trabajar como voluntarios. Yo soy locutora y hemos trabajado como voluntarios en la KPFK por mucho tiempo. Hemos dado nuestro trabajo y gratis, porque tenemos las ganas de que salga adelante, porque es la única voz que tenemos, los hispanos, que somos la mayoría aquí en California, y no tenemos en otro lugar voz. Entonces, les agradezco infinitamente esa voz, que no desaparezca, que no se apague, porque es nuestra única voz. En cuanto a la programación y todo eso, yo pienso que debe de cambiar, debe de haber un cambio importantísimo, porque la tecnología nos está comiendo. Ninguna radio está favorecida ahorita, ni comercial. Todas las radios están quebrando porque la tecnología nos está superando. También a las bibliotecas y otras cosas. Entonces, tenemos que hacer que la tecnología nos ayude a conseguir esa comunicación que necesitamos con la comunidad. Tener más acceso a la comunidad, más importarnos más, que nos importe más los problemas que pasamos aquí. Esta voz de la KPFK fue creada para hacer la voz de toda... Oh, sorry.
Sí, gracias.
Para hacer la voz de todos y muchas gracias.
Okay, gracias. Brenda will translate.
Okay, so it's probably not word for word. So just as a caveat. So she said, we as Hispanics consider Spanish language programming to be a voice for us. Sometimes the lack of work and immigration status prevent us from donating to the amounts of some of our other counterparts at the station. Many of us who do believe in Spanish language programming decide to volunteer because we think it's important that folks that are Spanish speaking have a voice. We don't want it to disappear. Programming should change because the landscape of radio has changed. Technology is in some ways eating us or superseding us. So we have to embrace the new technologies that are available in conjunction to our programming. Thanks.
Okay. Thank you, Rosie. What?
She also said that we are the majority, but KPFK is the only access we have to the airwaves. The only venue.
Okay, thank you. Okay, Rosie, where'd you go?
I want to thank all of the board members. You guys are running a wonderful meeting, and I... No, you are. You are. You're giving everybody a chance to speak, and that's the whole idea of Pacifica and KPFK and all the other stations, that everyone has a chance to speak and be respected. And that's the basic building block that we have so that we can all get along, so that we can all... move forward with the station, with the mission, with the network. And so I want to thank all of you, and I want to thank the audience for being more or less civil. and I hope that you guys can continue to be more civil, because that is what we need. We need civility among everyone. So thank you again, and my regards to you. Thank you.
Silvia, Silvia, ¿qué te hiciste?
What are you doing, Bella?
She asked me to translate.
Okay. I'm going to speak in Spanish because I don't speak fluently English, so because I want everybody to understand. Cuando yo conocí a la KPFK.
When I first heard of KPFK.
Yo pensé que esta estación era para el pueblo, todo el pueblo de aquí de Estados Unidos.
I thought that it was a station for the entire community of Los Angeles, in the United States.
Pensé que era el tesoro para toda la gente del pueblo.
I thought it was the tesoro is...
Treasure.
Yeah, that's right. The treasure of
para toda la comunidad.
I got, okay, yeah. For the whole community.
For the whole community.
That's right.
Yo nunca pensé que iba a haber algunas personas que estuvieran trabajando para que se quitara el idioma español, porque yo escucho en español y escucho en inglés y todos los locutores nos dan una información muy importante a toda la comunidad. Y si hay algunas fallas, ustedes como gente que se dedica para el pueblo necesitan trabajar todos juntos para hallar una solución.
I will summarize. She feels that the station in English and Spanish, they all have to work together because each area gives us important information, and we cannot have a difference between the English and the Spanish. It must be to inform and to educate.
porque...
And I'm sorry, and that she was not aware, she said this earlier, that some people actually within the station would be working towards eliminating the very important programming Spanish language.
Pienso yo que si toda esta gente está trabajando junta es porque sabe que necesitamos todo el pueblo estar bien informado, que se les agradece, porque es una información muy importante para la gente.
Just the same, regarding both languages, Spanish and English, they need to be equally important and informing for the community to work together.
Y trabajar todos juntos como comunidad, porque el enemigo es otro, no somos el pueblo. Bueno, no más que estemos un poquito más alerta, porque yo por lo regular siempre apoyo a la KPFK, pero la última vez que me di de voluntaria me dieron un número que le di a la gente y no era el número adecuado para que estuviérense llamando, y también que no daban los regalos que se prometían. Mucha gente como yo lo doy y no me importan los regalos, pero quizás otras personas sí dejan de dar sus donaciones porque quienes estén encargados de eso no hacen su trabajo. Gracias.
She said that the last time she was trying to donate, she was given a telephone number that was faulty. She was not able to get through. This has happened before. And to her, it doesn't matter about the premiums on the air that are being offered, but to other people, they may not donate if those premiums are not forthcoming. So something is falling on the job within this area of premiums.
Okay, thank you, Rodrigo. You were going to translate what she didn't.
Yeah. Maybe Brenda can help with translation, so we just a little bit move forward, you know, faster.
Yeah, okay. Okay.
Hola, buenas tardes a todos. Este día tengo que darle las gracias a todos los que han tomado su tiempo para venir aquí, a tiempo de transporte, el tiempo que están aquí sentados, esperando su turno para hablar, pero hablar fundamentalmente por sus propios intereses. Los intereses de los radioescuchas, imagino que no están del todo aquí. Están los intereses, la mesa que trabaja para la KPFK, los trabajadores que han estado muy activos hoy para decir y señalar todos los errores de los que estamos haciendo trabajo en español. Esencialmente yo soy radioescucha de hace mucho tiempo. Y como dijo la persona que acaba de pasar, Silvia, cuando yo escuché por azar la primera vez a Carlos Quintanilla, me gustó, porque era como agua fresca cuando uno anda en un desierto. Y solo como escucha estuve mucho tiempo, hasta que hace como unos 5 años, con Rubén Tapia me incorporé a este trabajo nuevo para mí, analfabeta al 100% en los medios de la radio. Y en estos 5 años he tenido la oportunidad de ver de que hay secciones, para no decir sectas, secciones, intereses. Y nos olvidamos de lo más importante, que es mantener viva la KPFK, mantener vivo el objetivo de quien hizo posible esta creación de esta radio, que en tiempos de Guerra Fría significaban la esperanza y la libertad de muchos. Hoy todos vemos solamente acá adentro, o aquí, ¿qué gano? ¿Cómo va a quedar mi orgullo? ¿Cómo va a quedar mi ego? Y debemos ver al objetivo de la KPFK. Debemos de estar todos, no solamente viendo el objetivo, sino viendo a nuestra derecha y también viendo a nuestra izquierda. Siempre. ¿Qué es el compañero que está al lado? Los que hacen el trabajo gratuitamente, como con el equipo con que yo trabajo, y yo misma hago el trabajo gratuito con mucho placer, porque significa un aporte a un objetivo, no solamente a la satisfacción de mi persona. Y ya, gracias.
Okay. That was our last public comment. Yeah. No, I do not. Okay. Wait a minute. Everybody? Okay. So I'm just going to address the board. Oh, yes, I'm sorry. Translate, is that what you were trying to? Okay. She's going to translate, and then the board can respond for a few minutes.
So she spoke a little fast, so I tried to write down as much as I could. So she said, I want to thank everybody for coming out, waiting for their time to speak. And one of the big things that I see in this room is there's a lot of interest from all different spectrums of the station. I'm a listener. When I first heard KPFK, which I didn't catch the name of the programmer, Carlos Quintanilla. Thank you. I was amazed. And now I've been working with Ruben Tapia, who's another programmer, for the past 5 years as a volunteer. I've seen a lot of people discuss different sections of the station, and she didn't want to mention saying special interest. And now people are only looking at their own pockets as opposed to what makes Pacifica unite us all. So I want to make the effort in both volunteering and looking at KPFK to fulfill that promise of Pacifica.
Okay, thank you.
Point of personal privilege.
Yes?
I have, in deference to our hosts here in Los Angeles, put this off, but I need permission to leave the room.
Oh, yes, of course. Okay, so I'm going to respond to a couple of quick comments. It's clear that a lot of the people in the audience do not have current or accurate information.
Excuse me, there's not supposed to be a response from the board during public
comment. No, public comment is over, and public comment is over, and so now the board gets to respond to some. That was this is what we've always done. I'm sorry, you've been off the board for a long time. Look, I know, but those 2 years are over. Those 2 years are over. Okay, so here it is. So first of all, In terms of that, the only reason we're not getting CPP money is because of the accounting issues. No, that's true. Wait.
You're not allowed to
and
comment,
so.
Now it's
okay. And so. Anyway.
Point of information.
No, I'm not.
Point of procedure.
No, I'm not.
Point of procedure.
Okay. Okay. So, nobody has to listen. So. Okay. Okay. No, I don't want. There is no order. Okay. So here's the deal. Is that in 2012, when we had our last election, we had 18,000 listener members. Right now, we have 2013. We are not eligible for CPB money. I don't care if all of our books were current.
Propaganda. We got CPB funding until you guys took over. That's a fact.
So, anyway, in terms of the elections, Margie, stop. Everybody shut up, please. In terms of the elections, doesn't matter, this is being streamed.
We won't be able to proceed.
It doesn't matter. If the board could please be quiet, we're being streamed, everyone is listening to this. In terms of the elections, it is a matter of record that I voted against postponing the elections. You're no longer on the board either, Tracy. And in terms of every time an election motion has come up, I have voted in favor of having the election. Okay. And. And in terms of Lila, and in terms of what Lila Garrett's comment was about board members raising money, which I agree, I raised $156,000, as you know. Okay, Benito, would you like to add some? Thank you.
Benito from PF.
Excuse me.
It's Benito and then Adriana. Benito, Rodrigo, Adrián.
Folks, you had your chance to speak. Now we're going to speak. So I would appreciate it if people would chill out. So my name is Benito from PFW in D.C. With respect to the comments from the gentleman over here, Sean, I think your name is.
Yes, sir.
I just want to inform certain people and refresh other people's minds that at the PMB meeting in February of 2014 in D.C., a motion was passed to allow the PMB to respond to public comment after it's finished. Whether you like it or not, that's what it is. Furthermore, excuse me, I got the floor. I'm going to make another comment. You know, I'm the first one that's trying to make sure that folks get a chance to speak. But it works two ways, too. So, folks, Tracy, you have not been recognized. You know, so folks also have a responsibility to be civil and allow the meeting to proceed. So if you are, excuse me, if you continue to disrupt, I'm going to say, if they continue to disrupt, they will be dealt with.
You're
on time.
Okay.
Who's
next? Rodrigo.
Bueno, pues ya.
Rodrigo.
Okay. Primeramente, gracias a la gente que vino, gracias a los que están interesados en la programación y que vinieron a ayudar a responder también algunas de las situaciones que se están dando aquí. Queremos agradecerle a toda la gente que vino. Muchas gracias, la verdad. Es muy importante que están aquí. So thank you very much to all those who came to from the Spanish speaking communities. Thank you very much. And also one of the very good actions that was done yesterday was, you know, mainly these communities that are being now saying that we do nothing. It's the ones that gave the reception to the national board. No, yesterday at KPFK, they put out the work. They brought everything, music, you know, chairs, tables, everything. This community that do nothing for the radio station, well, you know, welcomed you yesterday at KPFK. So es la comunidad que los recibió el día de ayer, ¿verdad? Con las danzas, con todo. Muchas gracias por haber estado. So, and also, I'm not going to go into a lot of details because, I mean, it's there was a motion approved and it's there. No, that, you know, we can respond. Si hay una moción que se puede responder. Esa es la verdad. The only one thing that I want to say, and I mean, there's a lot of things that we can say, but which is very important. When the Spanish programming is accused of not raising money, it's a lie. And the records are there, actually. See, but there is a big difference. But there is a big difference.
Oh, you're okay, Rodrigo.
Point of order.
Okay, Rodrigo.
Okay. Point of order.
No, tengo que responder eso porque es importante. Okay. So the difference is this. The difference is one program of English programming in four or five calls makes 1,600, and in order for us to make that amount, we need 25 calls, right? And we can see and verify the numbers of the calls. We got calls that are $10, $15, $25, but we got many, right? So we don't make hundreds, you know, in just one call, and that's true. But we do have a lot of people who are calling, you know. And you can see the names, Ordóñez, Domínguez, Pérez, you name it. Muchos nombres en español.
and a lot of names in español, not only for the Spanish language programming, no solamente para la programación en español. So, how many of these programs that are complaining right now get money from our communities?
Okay, yeah.
So, not only that, and I'm going to finalize, I'm going to finish this.
Okay, finish your sentence and then that's
all. And I'm
going
to finish this by saying this.
If there's a fire or something and you got all these people stacked up there at the door, how are we going to get the hell out of here? You should stop the meeting and clear it.
Okay.
And just to finish, y solamente para terminar, gente,
please sit down.
Agustín, only to finish with this, we don't spend 1 cent of our radio stations, you know, facilities. We don't charge 1 cent.
Okay.
We provide all the DVDs, all the CDs. Okay. We do the production.
Gracias.
We provide everything.
Rodrigo, okay.
We do.
Okay. Adriana, is she the last one?
John, thank you. Thank you.
Okay.
I'm sorry, but